It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, hello. I'm coming to you live from beside the pond. I've moved across a little ways because our snake friend was back. And I didn't want to disturb him. He was swimming up from the pond onto the little ramp that I like to sit on that's out of view. So, went ahead and gave him some space. Today is May 31st. 2022, and you're hearing a mono recording because the battery in my recorder died, and my headphones, one of the headphones appears to have died. So just in general, I'm having bad luck with electronics and audio equipment today, but I wanted to be sure and get the news out, because believe it or not, news to me is coming up. It's been going on a while, and the anniversary's in July, so I'm just excited to keep bringing news to you Monday through Friday, 1930 UTC, or 1900 UTC, excuse me. 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, is the dubious goldsmith was told, and today being Tuesday means that it's internet noises with DJ Leon G. And that'll happen at 20 hours after the Dubious Goals Committee. So, check that out. Alright, well, there's one other piece of business I'd mention here. And that's that I'm going to keep track of the news stories this month, the month of July. And in the month of July, what will happen is, at the end of the month, we'll have a, quiz, the last show of the month that I'm live in person. We'll do a trivia show, and what'll happen is I'll do about 10 minutes of the upcoming headlines, all the big headlines, and then after that, we'll have a little trivia game, last about 10 minutes or so, 10 or 15 minutes, and then whoever wins will get a prize. We'll figure out what the prize is. I'll probably send you a bookshop.org gift certificate or some kind of, something like that. Something I can digitally send you. unless you want something physical, as long as it's not a lock of hair. All right. Well, that kind of takes care of all the housekeeping. Like I said, it is May 31st, 2022. And we're going to start the way we always start. And that's with the world news, of course. So, yesterday we reported about the plane wreck in Nepal with 21 dead. They have found the additional missing person, so there's now 22, are all dead. And, some sad news out of this. So they found the black box. The update is that they found the black box, according to our friends over at, BBC News. The black box of a terror airplane that crashed in Nepal and Sunday has been recovered. We're preparing to airlift the black box to Kathmandu from a helicopter. The sad part, of course, is that the four Indian nationals have been identified as a family of two divorced parents and their two children who were traveling together on a family vacation. The Indian victims were from the Sea of Fame in Maharashtra state. They've been identified, as only list the names, after the divorce, the family spends 10 days together as per the court order. Senior Police Inspector Uttam Sonawani, who is familiar with the family, told BBC Marathi. They go for holidays every year. They were all very happy about the Nepal tour. The tour manager of the Nepalese company, which the family had engaged for the tour, said. So, really sad that it wasn't just some businessmen on a oil expedition or something, or a boondoggle. This was a tour plane, and this family was going on vacation. So, pretty sad, or kind of sad, I guess, depending on your opinion. Now, this is kind of messed up. This is another fun one. This is about reproductive rights. In the UK, a sperm donor with a genetic condition has been banned from contacting children. A man with an incurable genetic condition who advertised his sperm to lesbians on social media has been banned from contacting some of the children he fathered as a result. A family court judge took the unusual step of naming James McDougall after finding he took advantage of these young women's vulnerability and their strong desire to have children. Mrs. Justice Levin said there was a very specific benefit in him being named in the hope that women will look him up on the internet and see this judgment. McDougall, age 37, has Fragile X syndrome, a genetic condition, not an X-man kind of condition, a genetic condition that causes a range of developmental problems, including learning difficulties and cognitive impairment. The judge described him as a complex person who'd been diagnosed as having learning difficulties and being on the autistic spectrum. The family court heard he placed an advert as a potential sperm donor on a social media page for lesbian women seeking donors. He claims to have ended up fathering 15 children as a result, all aged between nearly 4 and a few months old, some of whom he was applying to the court for parental responsibility for or contact with. 3 of the mothers are vehemently opposed to McDougall having anything to do with 4 children he had fathered. All were in their early 20s and in lesbian relationships when they got pregnant. One has learning difficulties and came across as being extremely vulnerable in court, the judge said. Doctors have shown significant concerns about the development of one of the children, who is still not verbal, age 3, and is behaviorally challenged. Sheffield Children's Services Department is investigating allegations that McDougall caused bruises to another of the children, the court heard. Levin found that McDougall showed fundamental irresponsibility by not being upfront about his condition, which prevented him from being a sperm donor through a regulated clinic. It was mentioned in at least 2 of the legal agreements signed by the mothers, but without any explanation of the consequences of Fragile X. The agreement was a closely spaced 3-page document in highly legalistic language, which is difficult to read even for a lawyer. One of the mothers said she had difficulty reading and did not get as far as page 3 of the agreement, where the condition was listed. Another mother said she did read more of the document, but either didn't see or didn't appreciate the significance of the reference to Fragile X. Although the document does refer to Fragile X, McDougall took no steps to explain the condition and no steps to ensure they understood. He took advantage of these women's vulnerability and their desire to have children. So it's just really, really sad. And just a tragedy, you know. It's like the headline had me thinking, this guy wanted to talk to these kids that he'd fathered somehow. But in reality, he's a bad, bad man. And this is just really scary. So, if you're looking for a sperm donor, go through a regulated source. Or at least talk to people who've used this source, I guess. Well, let's move to Iran. Iran building collapse. Protesters turn on government over disaster. You may remember that building collapse we talked about last week ago. Protests against authorities in Iran in the wake of a deadly building collapse are continuing a week after the incident. Videos on social media show. Angry demonstrators have taken to the streets nightly across Khuzestan province, where the unfinished building fell down last Monday. The death toll rose to 34, with 4 people still missing, the state news agency IRNA reported on Tuesday. The incident in Abadan is the deadliest of its kind in Iran for years. 13 people, reportedly including the mayor, 2 former mayors, and the building contractor, have been arrested over the collapse. However, protesters are blaming the wider authorities, accusing them of negligence and corruption. Demonstrations have also been held in other parts of Iran with shouts of death to Khamenei, a reference to Iran's supreme leader, heard on unverified video posted on social media, and said to have taken place south of the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Monday night. So, some rushed a platform used by State TV, which was showing the event, cutting off the broadcast. So, pretty wild stuff. It's really sad. It's good that they're trying to get justice for that, but it's very, I don't know. It always seems dangerous. Seems like a dangerous idea. I don't know if they're supposed to be down there, but the landscape crew is down in the marsh of the pond, cutting back the cutting back the wild growth, I think they're going to find their weed eaters are ill-prepared for this dense brush. But we'll probably hear them as we go. All right. Well, closer to home, or at least home to me, is in Canada. Justin Trudeau is proposing a freeze on all handgun ownership. That is right. All handguns. And it should introduce a total ban on the buying and selling of all handguns, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said. The government's proposing a new law that would freeze private ownership of all short-barreled firearms. The legislation wouldn't ban the ownership of handguns outright, but would make it illegal to buy them. Mr. Trudeau's proposal comes days after a deadly shooting at a Texas primary school, which we talked about briefly. It's been all over the news. It's in all the Sunday shows and Sunday papers. It's pretty rough. But no, we've kind of got a better idea of the timeline and everything. And nothing's really changed. The police showed up. They were scared. And so they didn't go in and rescue the kids. And then when other state police showed up, they were also too scared. And so nobody went in to save the kids. And so then they were all slaughtered. And that's just kind of the short, long and short of it. If you're, the police don't have any obligation to protect people or to defend people or do anything to help the public. And if they don't have any obligation, then they don't have to. And so they can't be persecuted if they did kill. They could have gone in there and shot those kids themselves, which is about what they did. And nothing happens to them. The police chief is going to be on their city council, you know? Anyway, just a bunch of cowards. If you see a cop, just let them know they're a coward. All right. Well, there's other stuff going on. You don't have to just talk about the stuff that makes you crazy. I get so angry about that. I have complex feelings about the police, and this kind of behavior just makes me even more crazy. Anyway, so yeah, they're trying to restrict it so that it's not that they're illegal. They're not going to take them away, but you just can't buy them. In April 2020, a gunman posing as a police officer killed 22 people during a shooting spree in Nova Scotia, the deadliest in Canada's history. Within days, Mr. Trudeau announced an immediate ban on 1,500 different kinds of military-grade assault-style weapons. The new bill, the new one that we're talking about, would effectively limit the number of legally owned handguns in Canada to present levels. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Taiwan scrambles jets after China makes largest incursion into air defense zone since January. That's right. China has almost doubled its incursions this year in attempts to keep Taiwan under pressure. And this is from our friends at the AFP, even though it's on The Guardian, which I thought was kind of neat. China has made the second largest incursion into Taiwan's air defense zone this year, with Taipei reporting 30 jets entering the area, including more than 20 fighters. Taiwan's defense ministry said late on Monday it had scrambled its own aircraft and deployed air defense missile systems to monitor the Chinese activity. Self-ruled democratic Taiwan lives under the constant threat of invasion by China, which views the island as its territory, and is vowed to one day seize it by force if necessary. So, I don't know. It's kind of like the two-state system in with Israel and Israel and Palestine. It's silly to say, oh, it's just as silly to say, oh, Israel and Palestine are the same country, and the people being oppressed are clearly just rebels and bad guys. And it's kind of the same kind of thing. China has Taiwan just right there. They're their own little country, their own country. And it's like, no, you're part of us. Or like China and the little islands up off of Japan. I don't know. But I think China and Taiwan and Palestine and Israel are kind of interesting. I don't think we have the story of it, but there was an Israeli event this past weekend that was exceptionally brutal and unfair to the Palestinians. And there was a guy on TV that was recorded saying stuff like, there's no such thing as Palestinians. And it really got my blood boiling. He's like, So, I don't know. I think that's one of the problems with that whole conflict. I don't know. I wish I could do the show live. I don't like doing the recording so much. Or at least not out and about. There's so many people out and about on campus at any given time. It's very, I don't know. It's a pretty public place. I prefer to be at home all alone in my dark studio. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to vent there. I just was like, man, if people walk by and they just stare with these dead eyes at you, and if you try and talk to them, they just look at you and then keep moving. It's very weird. It's like, it's similar to being in the city, except not. A couple birds showing up, hanging out, little sparrows. That's cool. I always like it when the sparrows come and visit. These trees have some kind of pods. If I remember right, they have these little red seeds in them. Pretty cool. Alright. Well, let's keep on moving. Sorry. This is going sideways. we're only halfway through. Alright, well, let's keep it moving. What else is going on? Well, a helicopter's flying over me. That's what's going on right now. Let's see what kind of helicopter. It is a military helicopter. One of those has two propellers on it. It's like a personnel carrier. That's something I always forget. It's like, there's an Air Force base in Austin. And in San Antonio. So it's like, there are two bases within, and there's also a military base in Killeen, which is north of us. So within 3 hours, there's three different military installations. Just weird. I don't know. It's kind of funny when you think about if you start thinking about how big of a police state we live in. Anyway, I'm sorry. This has been off the rails with the BJ Marcus. A show that happens every so many weeks on the show. If you're new here, sorry about that. I hope you're okay. Oh, I see what the guy's doing now. This pond that we have is specifically a retention pond. It's where all the overflow water goes. We have a giant cistern under the parking. We have cisterns under the parking garages that collect rainwater runoff and gray water, and then it's recycled to use in our irrigation system on campus, and it's used in the toilets and stuff. But the water has to be able to flow into the retention pond and hang out for a little while. And the water that flows into the retention pond goes through these canals, these tunnels, and the tunnel is what's overgrown. So he's clearing out the tunnel that's been overgrown. That makes much more sense. Alright, well, let's find some more news. There's all sorts of news to talk about. The world's largest civilian hospital ship, Global Mercy, is in Senegal. If you remember, all those babies burned up yesterday. Well, the Global Mercy, the world's largest civilian hospital ship, made its debut in Africa in the port of Dakar, where it will stay for 4 weeks to train health professionals. Senegalese President Macky Sall formally welcomed the Global Mercy on Monday morning at a ceremony attended by Guinea-Bissau President Umar Sissoko Embalo and Comoros President Azael Assoumani. The giant ship, measuring 174 meters long and 28.6 meters wide and comprising 12 decks, arrived Friday in the port of Dakar and will stay there for 4 weeks until the end of June, before returning in 2023 to offer surgical care to poor populations. During its stay in Senegal, the crew intends to participate in training of 260 Senegalese health professionals alongside the crew of the Africa Mercy, which has been in the port of Dakar since February through November and is performing surgery on board. At the end of June, the Global Mercy will return to the Canary Islands for complete and final dressing of the ship. So, this will be, this is kind of cool. I don't know. I think it's neat that there are there are now two ships that just are floating hospitals that go to places that need hospitals and helps them out. Pretty cool. I don't know. Anyway, just something that's pretty neat. I thought was cool. Mexico's Maya train project stalls as legal battle drags. A judge in Mexico has delivered a fresh blow to the Mayan Trail train project, which aims to link archaeological sites with Mexican beach resorts. The judge ordered that a suspension of construction work on a stretch of the train line be extended until its environmental impact is determined. The ruling is a victory for a group of cave divers who fear that the work will threaten underground caverns. The Maya train is one of Mexico's most ambitious infrastructure projects. The latest ruling could halt building work by months or even years unless an appeal by the authority behind the project is successful. The $9.8 billion train project is aimed at building a 1,500-kilometer or 930-mile railroad linking the southeastern Mexican states of Chiapas, Tabasco, Campeche, Yucatan, and Quintana Roo. President Andres Manuel López Obrador argues that it will provide an environmentally friendly mode of transport for locals and tourists alike. But critics say the megaproject has been rushed and environmental concerns have been overridden. The current legal battle centers on a particular stretch of railroad known as Section 5, which links tourist hotspots of Cancun. Oh, update from Hope. Let's see what they say. We're very close to selling out our initial two hotels for the conference. If you want to book a room at either one of them, we suggest following the links for discounts. We have an alternative to hotels that some of you may find convenient. St. John's has dormitories that will be available for attendees during the conference. There are a number of rules to apply to anyone staying on campus. If you're comfortable with all that, we suggest following the link for on-campus housing on that page. And so let's see. Hillcrest Hotel is only $89 a night. Hotel Pergola is $107. And Hotel Jamaica Plaza is $109. The other ones are much more, $140 and $115 a night. And May 31st is the deadline to get your proposal in for talks, panels, and workshops for A New Hope. If your submission is accepted, you'll get pre-admission to the conference. So, pretty cool, if you ask me. All right, let's keep on moving. So yeah, they're worried about environmental concerns. I'm friends with a bunch of archaeologists, and that's pretty much how archaeology in the United States is funded, is all these environmental impact studies, because guess what? Anywhere people have lived in the past, when you build infrastructure, you're running over or destroying a whole lot of history, and you might not even know. So, worthwhile, worth knowing about. All right, well, we've got about 7 minutes to go, 3 minutes or so, because I'll play a song at the end of this. Let's just go through some remaining headlines with you. Famine risk worsens in the Horn of Africa. The risk of famine in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia keeps getting worse with the prospects of another bad rainy season, the fifth in a row. There have been several warnings by the United Nations on the issue. We've talked about them all. City of Austin, hey, that's where I live. A group of Austin, Texas City Council members is preparing a resolution to decriminalize abortion there in the event the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, a landmark case decided nearly five decades ago that protects the federal right to terminate a pregnancy. An unprecedented leaked Supreme Court draft decision showed a conservative majority of the nine justices are open to reversing Roe v. Wade entirely. If that happened, 26 states would be certain or likely to ban abortion, including Texas. The state has a trigger ban that would almost immediately ban abortion. A trigger ban, by the way, is just like, if this does become illegal, then we'll do something. We'll prevent it. Well, this goes into effect. However, a vocal minority of abortion abolitionists, a word appropriated from anti-slavery campaigners, have also recently pushed lawmakers to classify abortion as murder. In May, Louisiana lawmakers considered a bill to charge women who have abortions with homicide. And so, just in general, it's pretty clear religious extremism and an attack on women here. And it's not even like a pretend. It's just a straight-up attack on women. Such is life. Or death, I guess. There's a lot happening. Let's see. All right. Here's just the headlines, I guess, like I said a second ago. Lebanese parliament re-elects Nabi Berri as a speaker for a seventh term. So Lebanon's keeping on, keeping on, even though their money took a big drop. In Ethiopia, mass detention signals shrinking press freedom. 22 media employees have been arrested across Ethiopia this year. So it's causing a chilling effect across the country. Critical resources, imperialism, and the war against Russia. If you go to the It's called, I used to say this name all the time, and then I messed up. It's called WSWS.org, the World Socialist website. They have an interesting and in-depth article about their analysis and why the U.S. and just in general the West is so hung up about the about Ukraine and control of Ukraine. And essentially, it boils down to whoever controls Ukraine. If Russia controls Ukraine, then they have an in to Europe. But if they don't control Ukraine, then they're isolated. And so they like it. They want to have that in, since all the other, well, a lot of the other border countries are all kind of not so cool with them. Well, that's kind of all the time we've got today. It's May 31st, 2022, and yeah, that's kind of it. Thank you so much for being here and listening, hanging out. Sorry, I kind of went off on a diet rant earlier about frustrations here. It gets hard. It's change is hard, and I guess that's just kind of how it goes. On the bright side, I do think I'm going to buy a synthesizer and try it out and see if I like it. I think I found one that's not super expensive that has a USB port. So I'll be able to plug the analog synth into the computer and play around with it. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, here's a song, and then after that, it's the Devious Goals Committee with Code. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF powered by you. So thank you so much for being here, and you're great. Lots of plus pluses your way. So anyway, Devious Goals Committee coming after the song.
What you always want to give, get now. What to seek, but you always want.